we're talking about Gnevas Das and Einas Dvarim. So we mentioned last week a Shaila. We said the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that it's also looking at Daitan Shal Brias, Afil Daitan Shal Ovid Kachavim. So we said that there's two types of Gnevas Das. There's a Gnevas Das in the sale, and there's a Gnevas Das Tamazoy. So I want to give some different examples of both of those, and then get into the Gemara over here. But one thing that I mentioned, and I found out there's a tshuva, Mefurish a tshuva from Ramosha about it, is if you're allowed to sell a guy wants a mezuzah. So the Maisi, you're not allowed to give a non-Jew mezuzah because he's not going to be shomer it.
Right.
So you're allowed to sell him either a possible mezuzah or just a case with no mezuzah.
Right.
And let's assume it's for the price. We're not talking about that you're going to rip him off. You're going to sell him a nice case, you know, and you're going and you're going to tell him this is all you need. You don't need more than that, you know. But you're not going to sell him obviously the price of the cloth for a possible. But you're not going to steal money from him. But you're nice, you're giving him something he doesn't want. So Ramosha has a tshuva beferish in Yeridea Beis.
He wants
the thing which is gives shmira to
Shmira.
To
he says, oh, Jewish people have this thing called mezuzah. I'm going to buy it.
So Ramosha, in Igros Moshe, Yeridea Chelek Beis, Yeridea Chelek Aleph. Tshuva, it's not that
That's
one.
Not it?
Tshuva Kuf Pei Dalet. Ramosha says that it's Vaday Aser, Poshut She Aser. That's what he wants. That Kodesh Baruch Hu Shem. I want to be like that. He got a hold that if you know the guy's going to be Shomer, you're allowed to give it to him. Yeah, that's his chiddush in this tshuva here. But we're not learning Chos Mezuzah now, so I'm getting involved in that part. But Lagabe the Gnevas Das part, he says you're not allowed to Lemaisa give him the fake one. So that's just Lagabi what we spoke last week. And Lagabi the Choymer of Gnevas Das. So I have a Shari Tshuva here. So the Shari Tshuva just says, very interesting. He says, Vihine in Kufpe, in Shari Gimel Kufpe Dalet, he says, Hine, Hachet hazeh chomor eitzel chach me Yisrael, yoyser mi gezel hagoy. It's worse than gezel hakom. Saying this shtickle is worse than actually stealing from them. Why? Because when you're stealing, really the main thing you're doing is you're hurting him. But here you're hurting yourself because you're lying. Yain ubiyan ki sfas sheker ashmaraba v'nischayavnu al gidrei ha'emes ki hu miyisoidei ha'nefesh. So Tzitziliyazah brings it down and he says Pshat and Rabbi Yoina is because when you're hurting Gnevas Mammon, you're hurting the other guy. But Gnevas Das, the Iker, is what you're doing to yourself. You're lying, you're teaching yourself mirma and this, and you're acting in such a way, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's even more chomer than Gnevas Mammon. So it's pretty interesting. Now, just in some other cases of Gnevas Das that are non-sale related cases, I was just looking around in the tshuvas. There's a couple of interesting cases, and then we'll get into the Gemara, which goes back to a sale related case. So one is an interesting tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tesvav, Simon Yud Beis. Tzitziliezer has a shaila there that if a person's writing a medical article and he says that apparently he was told by the people that are residents or whatever that you have to get your articles and your publications out there to get a job. You know, I published this article and that article, mm-hmm. and you want it to be interesting. So the guy wants to make that he had a case and he wants to basically fluff up the case. You know, of course the medical facts would pretty much stay the same, but it wasn't like, you know, okay, I went into...
It was exactly the same.
Yeah, extreme.
Yeah, he basically...
Enhanced.
What?
Well,
yeah, of course, yeah. Not everybody does that, don't they?
He wanted to fluff up the results.
He wants to fluff it up, and basically he saved the guy's life, and this.
Yeah.
His point is to give the results into the study or whatever, and that facts are going to stay the same. But everything around it is going to be all fluff, you know, he's going to fluff it up in order to get people's attention that this actually was a case that he dealt with. So Tzitziliezer says it's Gnevas Das.
No marketing.
It's Gnevas Das. He holds that, and even though really, it doesn't really make a difference because what you're trying to bring out is the same. But Lamaisa, he holds it's Gnevas Das, and it's also that's what he writes in the tshuva here, which is pretty interesting. Besides, he has a whole other issue with it, which is also very interesting. But the first thing he says is, oh here. He says, yeah. Genevas dvarim lahayas and mishan is ever the kopalim yeshna gamir. Yeah, it is plain gold. Genevas das.
Sim gazin.
Excuse me. Oh yeah. Sorry, I'm a little cold. Yeah. So he says it's genevas das and it's awesome. Now he has another whole issue which we didn't deal with, which is that besides genevas das, he says it's a little. It's like sheker.
Why? It's not deviating from the facts. He's just
what?
Promoting it.
No, he's changing the facts. Some
no,
of the facts that happened.
No, he's not.
He must be doing a bit more.
What? We're talking about
ourselves.
He's
doing a bit more than just
happened.
Fluffing the surroundings of the story.
It seemed like he wasn't. Yeah, what is he doing? That's every PR company. He's not deviating from the facts. He's just presenting it in a different fashion.
Yeah, but the way he's presenting
it. He's not deviating from the facts. He's just presenting it in a different fashion. He's saying he's fluffing it. He's making it exciting.
He must be doing a bit more than that, no?
He's got to be, he's lying about something.
Well, listen, marketing is not trying to depict a story that happened. You're saying the best you could be. You're allowed to say the best you could be. But here, when you're talking about a real story, it could be a problem. So he brings in another issue which we never dealt with, which is mitvah sheker terechak.
Right.
Which is just straight out lying in this case. Everything we're dealing with is there's no lying involved. There's no actually lying. It's just either you're not disclosing everything you have to disclose, or you're presenting it in a way that it. But if you're actually lying, okay, it's a whole different set of rules, and that's pasha that it's awesome. And that's the other chelk of the Shari Tshuva here that he says that if you lie in order to be marviach something, even if the other guy's not losing because of it, it's still awesome.
Is the root of Gnevas Das Mitra Sheker here?
No, it's two separate Yisurim. Gnevas Das is either Gneva or it's another Anaz Dvarim. It's Nichlan Anar Gneva. There's another thing of Mitra Sheker Tircha. So that's Rabbi Yonah says that Mitra Sheker Tircha is also if you're lying and you're changing the facts. And the other guy doesn't get damaged from it. But you gain from that, he says, that's also included in the Mitvah Sheker Terechak. Okay?
What's the between that and, for example, saying that, you know, we're the best customer service, or the best...
You think you do.
Our best, we think, is the best.
Okay,
somebody else's maybe his best.
What if you think, and you get the guy in the store?
If you are, you are. If you're not, you're not.
They're not. They rated themselves best in South Florida.
Okay, it's different than changing the facts of a story. That's subjective to begin with.
Yeah,
right, it's a so different it's thing.
That first has to mean that South Florida is pretty good.
But now, the other another example of Gnevas Das, which is a non-sale related case, is that the Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva. If a tzedakah organization wants, they're making an appeal, and they want to plant some guy to get up and say, okay, I'm giving the first $10,000.
And he's not really giving it.
And then everyone else is going to come up and, you know,
match
either match or, oh, okay, this guy's doing it. And this guy has no intention to do it, Lamaisa.
He has no intention to do it,
so,
or to plant it?
What?
He has no intention to
do it. He's not paying the money. So is it Gnevas Das?
He's a plant. He's a plant.
No, planting someone's doing it is not a problem.
Do it is deceptive, but there's no actual lying.
It's not lying, but
it's still planting.
I was going to give it $25,000 anyway, so you want me to raise your hand.
If it's true, that's okay.
That's not the Shaila. He was asked to Shaila.
He is going to give the money.
He was asked to Shaila that the guy's not planning on doing it.
Right.
Now, Lamaisa.
Depends on the organization or on that person if you're pledging that he's not going to do it.
Both.
Right.
The Shaila. The Shaila.
People are giving because he's giving.
Why is it? Why are they giving because they're giving? It just means.
He's not a giver.
Okay.
It's a social pressure.
So as far as they're concerned, there's a social pressure. They're never going to know.
If I buy a bottle of wine for $100, it's $4, but because everyone else is doing it, I'm
so Lamaisa.
So that's your personal.
Lamaisa, the Shiloh that was asked by the guy that was asked by the Moisad to do it. It was not asked by the Moisad. And he says that it's also to do that. You shouldn't do it because you're being going of das of all your friends. Your friends think that you're doing it, so you're bringing them along. And he says, as far as the Moisad is concerned, they should have more bitachon that they'll get the money in a different way. But that's another example that he says is Gnevas Das.
And Knevus Das, the issue, not that he's lying and pledging something he's not going to do.
No, because he said, because in Hilchos Nedarim, you could be Madia before. So it's not a neder, because you and I know, if I tell you before, I don't mean anything, and I say it, it doesn't mean anything.
But other people, right.
So, and another example, which is, to me, was a little bit of a chiddush, that, let's say you have, it is brought down in the Sefer, Pischei Choshen, that he holds its Knevus Das, if, let's say you have a Chinese auction or a raffle or something like that, and there's no limit to the tickets. If there's limit to the tickets, there's limit. But if there's no limit to the tickets, it's a Chinese auction. You put as many and let's say a school's running it, and they want to give $25, $50 free tickets to every one of their staff. So he writes there that it's going to have das on the people buying tickets, because the people buying tickets only have das to compete against other people buying.
Ah, wow.
They don't think that you're going to start giving out free tickets. So I thought that was a huge chiddush.
But they're putting in work for this. They're putting work in. They would have to pay them.
If you start giving out free tickets, I'm not interested in joining.
No, because when you buy the lottery, you're looking at the odds.
Yeah, but you're not connecting the odds, because I could technically sell that many tickets.
He's saying
but there's something that comes along with somebody actually putting money in. You say, you know, this big ticket item to buy a raffle ticket costs $100. Say, how many people are we going to do? So you do your own cheshbon. Before anybody purchases a raffle ticket, they do a cheshbon in their brain. So you're not cheshboning that there's going to be
So the truth is that we have a raffle that has a limited amount of tickets. So on that, for sure, it wouldn't be a problem, because anyway, it's not going to be on that amount of tickets. So who cares if you give them that for free or not?
Right.
No, because if it's a limited amount of tickets, it means the guy buying it is buying one of those odds.
That's his point.
But if it's unlimited, it doesn't make any sense. Because you have no idea how many tickets are going
to
be bought.
You're thinking in your mind, somebody has to put $100 to buy this ticket. You know how many people, you know in your mind, what are the chances a person's going to buy
ticket packages? The ticket price,
I guess it depends on how big it is.
What?
If it's a small Chinese auction, then it can make a bigger difference. Right. There's only a few people buying, and then you can add another double ticket
in as the president.
But if it's a huge Sakura or whatever.
The answer is limited is always better, because that way everybody has a
second. So now, so I don't know. It's a good shayla. It's a good shayla what to do about it. If someone sponsors tickets, that's about different. But
it does have to do with what the standard protocol is.
Right. Okay, let's go further. The last tshuva I found is a tshuva in Igros Moshe, which I have here, but I'm not going to give out because we don't have time, is about cheating on the regents. So he said, so cheating on standardized testing.
What is this?
Standardized testing. So are you allowed to cheat on the standardized tests? So Ramosha says it's partial to Knevus Das, because it's not an Ashayel and Knevus Das, it's also even La'akum. But he says over here, it's not just Knevus Das, it's Knevus Mammon also, because someone's going to hire you later in your life, someone's going to hire you, because you got into college, and someone's going to hire you because you got a good score. And Lamaisa, if he would know you cheated, and you didn't get that score, he would have never hired you. So you're stealing money from him every month, and you're on that payroll.
Whoa.
Because you have no right to take that job if you didn't get that score, number one. Then he says, what?
Kill Hashem is what
obviously.
First.
But then he says more than that. And he says another Gnevus Mammon. Because if something happens in the company, let's say you have a job later, and something happens in the company, someone stole from something. He says, this guy's a yeshiva guy, and this guy's a guy. Mistamed, the guy did it. But if he's going to think, if he's going to know that you cheated, then he's going to accuse you for doing it also. He'll fire you too. So he says, if you, Lamaisa, cheat on that thing, then you have no right to keep a reputation of being an honest person. And maybe later on, part of why people hire you is they trust you. And Lamaisa, you're not trustworthy.
What's the
reason?
He's supposed to not cheat.
He's saying,
yeah, right. Send an email. By the way, my score is really not this score. And by the way, but I'm still a nice guy because I did tshuva.
Anyway, that's his chiddush over here. That it's not just.
It's not funny.
Yeah, he says, and it's like mamish.
Most employers wouldn't care if you cheated.
You were young and foolish.
He's not saying whatever the thing would be. Lemaisis, he says also that then he goes on to say that anyway, people think it's very geschmack at the end of the tshuva, we're not gonna get into Knevus Das, but he says anyone thinks that studying studying for the is bittul Torah. It's not anyway, because taking it is bittul Torah. Studying for it is not bittul Torah. Anyway, you're taking it. Anyway, you're doing it. So it's not bittul Torah. It's atzlos, and it's a bad midah. And all you're gonna do is start getting a midah of that you could learn things and not know it. So it's gonna affect your learning also. So anything that you do, you should study and learn. As I said. All right. Anyway, next. It's interesting, tshuva.
Ramosha.
Okay, so there's a Gemara over here, the Mishnah over here, on the Testament base. The Mishnah says, "Ein ma'arvin peiros be'peiros, afilu chadashim b'yishanim." Is not it? So, "Ein ma'arvin peiros be'peiros, afilu chadashim b'yishanim," which means, basically, Rashi says, "I'm sorry, balabai sho'imer peiros sade ploini ani moichelach kach v'kach." So let's explain this. Basically, what's happening is, you go to a guy that owns a field. If he owns a field, and you want some oranges from his orange groves. So, now, Lamaisa, you want tomatoes from his tomato field, whatever. So now, you go, and he gives you tomatoes. Now, your assumption is clearly that it's tomatoes that grew in this guy's field. So is he allowed now, say, you know, he's saving his tomatoes for his better customers. In the meanwhile, he also brings in from other fields.
Made in China.
Right. Whatever, yeah. So is he allowed to give you the stuff from the other guy?
Product.
So obviously we're talking about that it's not inferior. Because if we're being inferior, it's Kenevas Momin.
Sure.
We're talking about all these cases. The Sma speaks out. All these cases are clearly that it's the same value. Dollar for dollar, it's the same, basically. But he thinks he's getting your stuff. And he come to you because he wants to get your stuff. You have a good reputation. And you're going to get him other stuff. So the Mishnah says it's Aser. Even if there's no financial difference. But the assumption is I'm getting A. If I'm getting A. Now, if there's no assumption, right, the Mishnah says, if it's a soicher, it's a tagar, I have a store. He mixes five different stuff, then fine. But if he mixes five different stuff, you know, he mixes all the oranges, then he puts Jeff Orange's stickers on all the other ones. So it's also a problem. You can't mix it and then say it's all one.
Stuff.
It's all the best stuff.
Right.
Okay? So that's the point of the Mishnah here. It continues that you can't mix in better stuff for worse stuff, and you can't put, you know, the nicer
stuff
looking
on
stuff
top,
on top.
Stuff
again, even if in value you're getting price-wise the same, but he's like feeling all good about himself. You got these beautiful-looking grapes. In the middle, on the bottom, they're all smushed. Now you can't do that. Now, now the Poskim do say that avada to clean. Let's say you're selling a car, you could get it cleaned and all that. That's for sure. You could make it look as best as it could possibly look. But what you can't do is you can't cover over stuff. You can't take rust and paint it over, and you know, hopefully I never see it. You know, but. Not about that, but covering it over. But the main chiddush of this Mishnah is that even though it's the same pears, it's the same tomatoes, but since he's coming to you, he wants your tomatoes, you can't give him other ones. So the shaila is, this comes up, and also it says the Mishnah, I don't know if you got to the, at the end of the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about an Amud Beis, about a case that you're selling an animal, you can't comb its hair in a way that's going to make it look fatter, you know, make the hair come out so it looks fatter, whatever. So one of the shilas was brought down is an eved who sells himself allowed to dye his hair. Why? Because
younger.
He wants to make himself look younger.
Yeah, sure.
So he wants to make. So it's the same thing as this Mishnah. So
the
mice.
What?
There you go. Why an eved? What about
catering?
They
do that.
A regular kosher
catering.
Do
that.
And what? Okay, well, I'm talking about the shayla that's asked to the Eivitz.
The guy wears
so the shayla that's asked to the Eivitz.
They do that when they go to court.
Yes, so the Gemara says have a Kenanius. So this is a better delivery. So, Lamaisa, he says over there, he's going back and forth. It's not so simple. So the shayla is like this. The shayla that I just asked Rabbi Friedman was in a similar case to the Mishnah. What you see from this Mishnah is, even if the person has no right, really, or has no reason to be makbid on a certain thing, but soif kol soif, he is makbid on it, right? Are you allowed to switch it around, right? He's makbid on this. Why? I don't know, but he thinks he's getting this, right? It makes no difference to him. Still, you're not allowed to switch it around. It's not gnevas moment, it's gnevas das, or anezdvar. So what about, are you allowed to go to a job interview, and let's say you're going to wear a yarmulke or at the office, but you want to get a job. You know, forget the shalav wearing a yarmulke, not wearing a yarmulke. But Maisa, you get the job. You're going
with a toupee.
You don't want to know that you're from guys. So you're going without a yarmulke, whatever. So, is that a problem? Number one, or let's say a woman goes in and. You know, she knows now that she's expecting it in 8 months from now, but she have to disclose that to the employer.
Legally, not.
So now, legally, the guy can't say that he's not hiring you based on that.
Asking.
So, man, why should I be lifting even lositin mikshal? I mean, why should I disclose something that they can't even base a decision on?
They're not allowed to.
So. So what's Allah in such a case? Is that Kenevas Das? Because he thinks he's getting a guy, you know, a non-Orthodox Jewish guy, and he's going to get this Orthodox guy to come with all this.
He has to leave middle of the week for Yom.
Yeah, he's going to leave. Have all this upon this.
Yeah, sure.
What?
First day he's coming in.
Well, that's lying.
That's a good question.
How are you? More than what you're making. Of course, he didn't want to make sure.
Just remember one thing.
Let me
have a right.
Can I just finish? Because I can't.
Previous employer. They do.
Let me just finish. We have 3-4 minutes. So one thing's for sure. I want to be mocked him again. You're never allowed to say something which is not true. So therefore, to answer any question in a way, I don't know why I'm getting looks. You're never allowed to lie. So that means any time that you're asking your direct question. You know, are you going to work on Shabbos? You have to give the answer. That's posh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, or this case. How much you can't make up stuff. That's nothing to talk about. What I'm talking about is, do you have to disclose everything because it's posh? The same way in the case of the Mishnah, right? He's coming al das. He's getting these pears. I'm not telling him it's not. It is. I'm selling him different oranges. He never told me is these from these field. He assumed it was from these field. I'm not
assuming. Sitting there, not physically pregnant, isn't pregnant.
Okay, so this is what Rabbi Friedman told me. So Rabbi Friedman said like this, that that you don't have to disclose something like that because something like that is on the horizon of the employer to figure out. If he wanted to ask you, he would ask you. He's not allowed to ask you, so he's not allowed to ask you. So then he doesn't want to risk be asking you, so you don't have to tell him. So anything which you know, even if he has some now, however, he said that's b'tnai that you can taka fulfill the horizon of the job. If you, because, you know, you won't be able to fill them.
We're allowed to ask if they're able to fulfill the requirements of the job.
Right. So if you're allowed to fulfill the requirements of the job. Now, however, if it's clear, now the guy happens to be, you're right, he would have rather hired a guy that he could call on emergency on the weekends and you won't be available. Okay, that's his problem, but that's not the ikar achrayus of the job. The ikar achrayus of the job is 5 days a week. I can do that.
Right.
The fact that he wants something else, he can't ask me about that, or he could, or he can't figure it out. I don't have to disclose that. And therefore, if it's ikar achrayus of the job, he's coming in. It's not like the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah.
He could,
but he's not. Over here, the ikar pears that he's getting is he's coming with this assumption. Now, if, however, so that's what you're saying, is that if the assumption is in this field, it's obvious, you're going into working for a hospital, so it's obvious that you have to work on Shabbos. Right? Or that is the achrayus of the job. When he's hiring you, he's assuming that you're going to be able to do that. And it's clear that because you're going to hold back information, he's going to be missing out something in the ikar, what he's hiring, that Taki had to have to disclose.
And she's pregnant, they have a 12-month commitment.
Right, and she's a mystery.
Clearly something that's a long project, she's going to have to be available.
So the question is, can, you know, is it possible?
She works at home, whatever.
Right, I mean, let's say a teacher, right, in public school. They're not really so happy with that, but Lamaisa, I'll do most I can do, and you'll get a sub. It's like no one's going to end up losing out. You know, the thing is, they're going to have to pay me for that time, you know. So, you know, they're not going to be happy about that, but I don't know if that's something that it's called that you can't fulfill what you have to do. You know, you can't teach the whole year. I'm not sure. But anyway, the bottom line, what to take out of this Mishnah is that even if the person didn't ask you, but if there's a certain assumption that he's getting one thing, then you have to talk and disclose, and you can't, you can't fool him to think he's getting one thing and give him another thing. If he, you know, he wanted extra, then you don't have to disclose on something that you won't be able to. That's not part of the Ecker job description that he's hiring. Okay.
Or now, the doctor wants it.